It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There was a report, I believe, from Adam Schefter who said that Stefan has had dinner with Cam Newton on Friday night. Was the team aware of that before the trip to KC?
Yeah, again, all the information and everything that involving testing and, you know, contact and everything else. All the information that we had, we, you know, processed through, again, medical people on our end, medical people in the league, and followed the protocols. I feel like we did everything that we could control. I think we did everything properly. With the extra planes, the extra buses, the same day travel, et cetera, there's, you know, multiple things we could list there. So, in terms of a lot of individual specific questions, I'd say all those get thrown into the, you know, general medical field.
Everybody, welcome into the program. Felger Maserati, Thursday, October 8th. That was Bill Belichick today. And he had a press briefing this morning that you'll be hearing a lot of here coming up in the next couple of hours as he was asked about most of the issues surrounding the Patriots and COVID. And, well, that was the issue about Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore out to dinner on Friday night. Was perfectly clear about him believing the team has done everything right. Do you think he included Newton and Gilmore in that assessment, or he's just talking about him and their operation?
No, I think he's talking about him and their operation. I don't think he's talking about individual players. What do you think?
I think he's talking about him and his individual operation, and he left the Newton-Gilmore thing to the side. Purposely so.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Because if it was a full defense of Newton and Gilmore, he would have said those guys did nothing wrong. You know, he would have directly addressed their
their, you know, that story. Okay, so that's just our jumping off point today. The question before us today, and for the bulk of the day, is this. The Patriots apparently feel aggrieved in some way, shape, or form. They feel that they've been treated unfairly, or this process is unfair. They're annoyed with the league for making them play on Monday night. They're, I guess, maybe annoyed with the league for still having that Sunday game on the schedule. Patriots won't be able to practice this week. Building is still closed. And so maybe they have to go into a game against Denver without any practice time, where Denver's been on the practice field all week. Is that unfair? Do they have a right to feel that they've been treated unfairly in any of this?
My instinct is to say, as of right now, no. So look, this goes back to the Tennessee thing last week with Minnesota. When the first test came back on Tennessee, and then we said, well, can they play the game? And at that point, I think Tennessee really had, I don't know, three or four tests at that stage that had come back positive. My answer was, no, you can't cancel the game. Well, Tennessee can't practice. Too bad. Tough break. This is COVID. Now, look, what I neglected to take into account on that, and again, this is why ultimately I was wrong, is that if you send an infected team on the field, you then run the risk of infecting the other team, which, you know, to me changes the whole equation. Now, we can debate even whether that is true.
To me, it's sort of a separate topic. The first thing you were answering was sort of the competitive imbalance issue.
Yeah, right. And my answer is no.
To which I would say,
you don't cancel the game in that case. No.
I agree 100%. Now, is it right or wrong to do it because of the disease and spreading the disease and, you know, big picture is, you know.
I think that's a completely separate conversation.
It is.
All these guys, these teams knew what the parameters were.
Exactly.
They knew what the deal was going into the season. It was clear players were probably going to get sick. It's the reason they expanded rosters. They had the opportunity to opt out, and some of those guys made that decision. So, I don't know. I think griping about it right now, like, it sounds like sour grapes to me.
Weak.
Bad form. Now, should they play the game? Should they not play the game? Should they have played Monday in Kansas City? Should they not have played in Kansas City? Like, separate sort of question, you know, in terms of the path of the disease through the league, should they play these games? Different topic than should the Patriots be made to play this game? The Patriots should be made to play this game. If the league determines in the overall health of the league and the course of the pandemic through the league that they shouldn't play the game, then that's a medical thing. But from a football perspective, oh, I find it so fraudulent, so weak. Again, I'm not blaming Curran. He's just the messenger here. But I do believe he's hearing this from the team. And I don't know if you were able to discern it today listening to Bill, any of the annoyance come through. I mean, again, we'll play quite a few cuts. But again, Curran wrote towards the end of our show yesterday, with three Patriots now having tested positive for COVID, a team source said Tuesday, it's time for the players and coaches to worry about our health and safety first and not leave it up to the league. And, you know, that they are growing dissatisfied with the league. And in some way, what they think that they're being treated unfairly, or it's unfair that they had to go out to Kansas City, or unfair that they have to play Denver now with no practice time. Oh, that's so pathetic if you feel that way. Let me ask you this, Maz. Let's say it were the New York Jets, whose starting quarterback got sick. Maybe he was out hat shopping, or I don't know, going out to dinner when he was specifically told not to.
Yep.
Or traveling.
Yep.
And the New York Jets had to then take two planes on short notice, travel the day of the game, and then the next week they had to shut down their facility because their star defensive player who was also out to dinner with that quarterback also contracted the disease. And now the Jets had to cancel a couple days of practice and their game on Sunday was in jeopardy. What do you think we'd be saying about the Jets?
Too bad.
Oh, no. These are the things we agreed to because you're stupid. It's not our fault that you can't follow the protocol. It's not our fault that you people went out and did something stupid. These are the rules we agreed to. And so tough is what you would say to the New York Jets, and you know it. And what if the shoe was on the other foot, if that were the Chiefs who had to travel the day of because their star quarterback got infected, who knows, maybe hat shopping, or their star defensive player got rung up because He was out to dinner with – what would you say about the – you'd say, tough. Hey, Kansas City, these are the rules that we all agreed to. We all agreed we'd push forward as ever we could. And they're tough. You know, don't be stupid is what you would say. You'd say, we're smart, you're stupid. That's not our fault.
I mean, so this is ultimately what my reaction was.
But now because it's you?
Well,
because,
people because flip out, it's of
your,
course.
It's your quarterback and it's your star defensive player that shut the building down? Now it's like, oh, this is unfair. Oh, you people are so fraudulent. Oh, my God. And the team. And if the team is bellyaching, oh, please, please. If one of these dumb teams across the league, and we, you know, which is like most of them, but one of these poorly run teams across the league ran into this situation, oh, my God, would you be holding them to it or what? Hey, folks, hey, we have our house in order. It's not our fault. You don't have your house in order. Like, keep it real, please.
See, now, if a lot of guys on the Patriots end up getting it because they got it on the plane, then I blame the league.
Different.
Right? Then I blame the league. But if the Patriots have a few guys who got sick, and in this case, Gilmore went out to dinner with Newton on Friday night, and now Gilmore can't play this week, and the Patriots can't practice this week, all they can do is virtual meetings and get ready for the game, too bad. This was my initial reaction on Tennessee. Tough. Too bad. This is why you have expanded rosters and everything else. Too bad. You got to play the game.
Just play it out. If it were the Jets or the Ravens.
Of course.
Or the Colts, you'd be like, ha, 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 stupid Colts. Yeah, fly the day of. You're stupid. You can't keep your people healthy. That's your fault. That's not our fault. Oh, that's what we'd be doing all week. But because it's you, it's like, oh, Goodell's screwing us and it's unfair. You people are so pathetic.
It's predictable.
Pathetic is what it is. Pathetic. You're the team, and I didn't think you would be the team. And I'm sorry, Murray, to step over you, but you know, last week I was like, yes, I was waiting for the Jets and the Colts and the stupid teams to have this problem while you'd be sitting there all clean. I thought you would be that team. Well, you know, I got another one wrong. What do you want? You are one of the stupid teams. You can't keep your house in order, so you suffer the consequences. That's the deal. That's what you would be doing to any other team.
Oh, totally. And again, there's a difference between, you know, an outbreak and people getting on a plane when the league sends you on a road trip or anything else. But you got a couple of guys who have it now. You can't practice, and you know, all you can do is virtually meet. And I will say, because you touched on this yesterday, and I think it's a point that's worth hitting on, which is it does feel like the Patriots kept it under wraps better than Tennessee did. So I think the protocols are in place not to prevent guys on the team from getting sick, but from preventing it from spreading. That's why they exist. So the point is, if someone on your team gets it and can't play and you can't practice, oh, you're still plowing ahead. You're still playing your game that week. That's what we're going to do. I think that was made clear to teams from the very beginning. You might not have access to your facility, but you are still going to be able to meet. You're going to lose personnel as you would any other case for any other ankle sprain or knee injury or flu or whatever else. And so you know what? Too bad. Plow ahead. This is the deal.
I just know what the commentary would be if it were another team.
It'd be ridiculous.
I can hear it. I can hear it. I was even doing it preemptively last week, never thinking it would be you, but it's you.
And how is it the NFL's fault that the Patriots can't practice because Cam Newton had dinner with Stephon Gilmore? I mean, did the NFL and Goodell make them have that dinner on Friday night?
No.
So look, it's every day that goes forward that there isn't someone else other than Newton and Gilmore, it's Tamaz's point. You can sort of narrow down here what the teams, like, and even the Titans are instructive in that the Vikings, who they played the week of, have had no...
Correct.
So...
I've kind of had an epiphany with this. Doesn't it feel like you kind of have to work to get it? Like, great.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you got to make a mistake. Yeah,
random things can happen. We get that. That's, you know, it's a virus. It's uncontrollable. But in the NFL's case and what their parameters are, you kind of got to be an a-hole to get it, it feels like.
So we'll replace some of Paul Sachs from yesterday, our infectious disease doctor, who told us about and talked about, you know, what they've learned about it and how you get it. It's hard to get it playing football. On the field,
yeah.
In the course of that 3-hour game, it's kind of hard to get. And I think the results are bearing that out. You know, even Gilmore's embrace with Mahomes after the game
probably didn't last long enough.
As reckless or, you know, as you know, whatever adjective you want to use there, you know, as bad as that looked, it's really kind of hard to get it that way. And the teams. I'm still convinced that in the building, in Gillette, they're buttoned down.
Mm-hmm.
They are buttoned down. They're separated. They're wiped down. They're masked. They've done all those protocols. I still think the team buttons it down. So I don't think these players are getting it in the building. I don't think they're getting it on the field. So where are you getting it? And if that were, if this were Jets week and that were Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold said, well, I just went out to dinner. I'm allowed to go out to dinner. You'd laugh in his face.
Idiot.
Idiot. Jets. Instead, it's you. Try and keep it a little real. Let's listen to Bill again today. So just give me this whole exchange. A very good question to lead it off with him. It's the one I would have asked as well. Go ahead, Billy.
Bill, how are you feeling personally, health-wise?
Right.
And understanding there's a lot of unknowns here, as you referenced, I believe, what is just your general level of concern with the team's continued good health?
What's my level of concern with it?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Yes. How concerned
so
are you?
So just stop for a second.
What a dick.
He's still got dickitis. He's still got that thing. Like, he says he's feeling great, but he's still... But what do you mean my level of concern is?
Yeah, no. Never heard that one before? What's your level of... What do you mean? What does that mean? This is Colbill 19? Is that what this is?
So who's
still got the disease of Colbill?
Who are you annoyed with? You annoyed with the league? That would be weak. You annoyed with Reese? That would be weak. It's a fair question. You annoyed with your quarterback and your star defensive player? Ah, I'd be annoyed too, actually, Bill. But go ahead, Billy.
What does that mean?
Yes. How concerned are you with the teams? How concerned are you that the players and the coaches will remain healthy and continue to turn back the test results that you want?
Well, there's nothing more important than the health of the team. I mean, without a healthy team, you don't have a team. So that's priority number one. And I'd say not only for our team, but also for their families and people that are close to them. So that's always our number one concern. And, you know, we'll try to do everything we can to make that the best that we can make it. That's the way it's always been, and that's not going to change. So whatever we have to do that, then that'll be what we do. We've always approached it that way. This is different, but it's really, you know, based on the same criteria.
Okay. So, and again, we'll play more Bill throughout the course of the day. There's rumblings of displeasure coming from Foxborough. Do the Patriots have a right to be displeased? Do they have a right to be displeased with anyone other than their own players? You tell me. 617-779-0985 to you right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Did they say it?
I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Well, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We're where we are today. I don't think we can really plan too far ahead. You start talking about Saturday, Sunday, and a bunch of other days. I mean, there's a lot that can or can't happen in the meantime. And as things change, and if there are positive or potentially negative developments, then we'll, look at those. And, I mean, I'd say the medical department has kept me abreast of, you know, everything. And, you know, I've certainly learned a lot and have tried to understand how this fits into, you know, what we're trying to do as a football team and, you know, what the medical needs and concerns are, and just trying to, you know, balance all that out. But, I mean, it's really not balanced. It's the health and safety of the team first, and then it's, you know, football second. And so for today, for yesterday and today, you know, we're not in the building, and we'll take it day by day.
It's health and safety first now. Now it is. Now that you've had some players run into it, what was it to begin the year? It was football first, and if the health thing pops up, we're going to plow through it. That's what you all agreed to, right? What they all agreed to.
He must be on some level pissed, though.
And let me tell you this. If it were the Chiefs that had the problem, if the Chiefs' starting quarterback got it and had to come out here the day of, would we be talking about health, or would we be talking about football?
Football.
Or would we be talking about this is what we all agreed to? It's not our fault your guy got sloppy. We're following the rules.
Yeah,
You didn't. We'll see you Monday at 7. But instead, because it's your team, it's the other. Oh, I have a problem with that, Maz.
Yeah, so look, again, this is the way I initially felt last week. Now, there's a difference between an explosion that completely overtakes a locker room and putting a team on the field that's at risk to another. Although, I'll tell you, after talking to Sachs yesterday, I'm starting to rethink even that one.
Well, no, so the difference is I'm talking competitively.
Of course, yes.
And so were you. You were talking from a competitive standpoint. The Titans should have played last week. You should have played at Kansas City, and you should play Sunday. And if it's, quote unquote, if you're at a competitive disadvantage, that's your own fault.
Too bad.
Right. Now, the second thing is, for the health and safety of everyone involved, should they have played those games? That's probably different.
Right. And again, but I'm even telling you now that I'm starting to rethink that a little bit after listening to Sachs yesterday.
It's hard to get it playing the game.
I mean, so if that's the case, I sort of look at it and say, F Tennessee. F Tennessee, you don't get to reschedule that game. Too bad. Get your ass out there with the 10 guys you got or whatever, you know, and I'm exaggerating. But whoever can't play, too bad. This is why they expanded rosters. Get your ass out there and play.
Do the Patriots have a right to be dissatisfied, aggrieved? How did Kern put it again? What's the word? Displeasure. Rumblings of displeasure. Jack in the car. Go ahead. Lead us off.
Yeah, I mean, Felger, I just disagree with you here a little bit. I like that the NFL is plowing through here and continuing to play, and I don't really think the Pats have too much to complain about because inherently this was going to happen.
Good.
But at the same time, I mean, I don't see how you can get all over Cam Newton and Gilmore here saying that they were sloppy when, I mean, there's millions of people out there that got this virus. Just they don't even know how they got it. How do you know Cam wasn't pumping gas or picking up groceries? I mean, it's a little ridiculous for you to jump on them, but
I think it's hard to get it that way is why. I think you can. I think it's possible, but I think it's hard to get it that way. I think it's hard to get it, this whole thing where you can get it shopping for groceries. You got to be really, if you're being careful, if you're masked up and you keep your distance, it's really hard to get it in the grocery store. It just is.
Mike.
And it's really hard to get it pumping gas.
Forget about whether you think it's hard to get it that way. We have a medical expert telling us that it's hard to get it that way.
So let's play it. Here's Dr. Paul Sachs, the Director of Infectious Diseases at the Brigham and Women's Hospital. We had him on yesterday. Maz, I think the question was Maz asking about, are you heartened by the fact that the games don't seem to be leading to the outbreaks? And this was his answer.
It does appear that these very transient exposures, you know, just a short-term spending time with someone are not risky at all, which is why, you know, I tell my friends, you know, don't yell at the person who jogs by you who's not wearing a mask, who's exercising and not wearing a mask. That's not going to infect you. But it's really the hanging out with somebody, especially in the context where you're talking, singing, shouting, dining. Those are all very risky. And anyone who's dining with someone else is putting themselves potentially in a risky situation, because when you're dining, you can't wear a mask and you're often indoors and potentially sitting very close to people. So that's why restaurants and bars have been targeted as places that are potential COVID spreaders.
Okay, never mind churches or enclosed meetings, sports talk radio studios. I keep reiterating, this is if one of us gets it, man, the whole place is going down. There's just, so that's generally how you get it. I'm not going to tell you it's 100%. because it is possible you get it at the grocery store. But the odds, you know, I don't know what odd you want to put on that. 1%, 5%, it's low. It's low.
Again, the Tennessee Titans, it's rampant through that roster. They played the Vikings and nobody on the Vikings got it. So that in and of itself tells you that, okay, that what the Dr. Sachs is talking about from the Brigham is you got to be around someone for some sort of, you know, extended period. He said 15 minutes yesterday, but that's a rough number. And, you know, there's got to be talking and confined space. So the idea that the Vikings haven't gotten it to me does sort of change my mind a little bit, even about last week. Now, look, again, separate issues. But if you have guys on your team that have it and they can't play on Sunday and your team can't practice, too bad.
I mean, that's what we'd be saying if it were Mahomes.
Too bad. This is what the rules were going in.
Would you be saying, well, Mahomes is allowed to go out to dinner if he got X'd out of that game? No, you'd be saying, well, those are the rules.
Tough break.
Obviously didn't follow them, so that is what it is.
I mean, you know, if you're a fan, the question I would ask yourself is, why did they expand the rosters? Why did they do that? Why did they take all these measures? Because if you lost guys during the year for a week or two or a month, you had other guys who could jump in and play because you were going to keep playing. That was the whole idea.
Max in New Jersey, quickly. Max, okay, not ready. You can call us back. You know the number. Obviously, George in the car. Hi, George.
Hey, guys. I hope the NFL has a little common sense to pivot if they need to. What I mean by that is I hope they allow themselves some leverage to be able to adjust as we learn more about this. You know, one example or one thought that I have would be if you're the away team and you get a COVID case, you simply forfeit that week's game. In other words, I wouldn't want teammates on the plane. I think that that's irresponsible. But if you're the home team, theoretically, you could still host the game.
Okay, like, so, your thoughts on that? We're also learning again from Sachs yesterday, the flying isn't as dangerous as you would presume it to be.
Correct.
It's really not. Now, again, the bus, you know, to me, it feels like even if flying is safer than we gave it credit for, the combination of bus, plane, locker room, like, I think those are the places you've got to worry about. Again, ventilation, close quarters, things of that nature.
Definitely. I mean, the bus to me is a concern. Again, based on what we heard yesterday and the ventilation that takes place on airplanes, it feels like less of a risk. I am eager to see whether any other Patriots turn up. Gilmore was on the plane.
So to me, the...
I'm one of them.
The forfeiting, though, I don't want them to forfeit. And I don't want to... I want every team to play 16 games. And I'm not telling you to send these guys to the gulag. Like, am I going to arrest Newton and Gilmore? I just want to reiterate this again. They bear some responsibility. But it's not like a high crime.
Right, they're not just criminals.
No,
right.
They just, it's, for this to get pulled off, for them to pull this off, the players, all of them, have to be exceedingly careful. And that's what it's going to take. And so maybe they were just less than exceedingly careful. So I'm like, I'm not telling you to ring them up, round them up and throw them in jail. I'm just telling you that if they are, though, less than exceedingly careful and it costs them a game, that's on you.
That's life.
That's not on the league. That's not on Roger Goodell. That's not on whoever you want to treat as the boogeyman. And if it were the other team, if it were Pat Mahomes, who just got a little less than exceedingly careful and came down with it and couldn't play the game, and Casey had to fly out here the same day of the game, would you be saying this is unfair and we have to put our safety first? you know what you'd be saying.
Oh, no chance, please.
So just try and just do that exercise. Anytime you get hot and bothered about the league or something like that, just play the exercise. What if the shoe were on the other foot? See, it's the oldest trick in the book. Just try it and be honest with yourself. Here's Murray's update, and we're right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
Whee!
It's way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think you just have to trust in the process and the protocols that are set in place. I mean, obviously, knowing that I went up to him after the game and just gave him the high five like I've done my whole career, and not thinking about it. It was, I mean, a little bit of a mental lapse, just trying to be, show sportsmanship and stuff like that. But, I feel like the protocols in place are good, and I just have to trust in that, wear my mask, do whatever Rick and them say, and then just trust in we don't all know what's happening in this world this time, but just to accept the challenge every single day of being in the best place I can be to be available for the team.
Pat Mahomes on the post-game thing with Stephon Gilmore, you know, where he called it a mental lapse, and you think it's careless. And I guess it is. You're just increasing the chances. But again, going back to the Paul Sachs comment, the Dr. Sachs comment, those transient encounters, it's really not how you get it.
Right.
It's prolonged exposure with poor ventilation. You got it, and you got to take a pretty good viral load there, Murray. And that's it. It's like you're just getting breathed on is usually not going to do it.
I don't know if and I'm not saying this qualifies. I don't know if guys should be getting like nose to nose, you know. But in this case, they had masks. It was just a quick thing. And in retrospect, I wonder if the players and teams have all been told what we were told yesterday. And they've told, but don't say that publicly because we want people to be careful.
Yeah.
And we're setting an example, so this is the way we're going to do it. And so Mahomes played it straight yesterday. Yep, it was a lapse. Where deep down he's saying they told us this is probably not how we're going to get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're telling you you're not going to get it in one of those pig piles, which you're obviously not. I mean, I would say obviously, but feels like right now is not how you get it because the outbreaks don't seem to be going from team to team after the Sundays. So if you're okay being in the pig pile, you should be okay saying good game after the game, even if you go face mask to face mask. And so, the analogy that Dr. Sachs used was the getting all bent out of shape about the jogger running past you without the mask on is really sort of wasted. You don't get it that way. That's not how it happens. So if you don't get it that way, you don't really get it from a defensive back covering a receiver. You don't. Now, the nose tackle in the center for, you know, 60 plays right up against each other, breathing and spitting on each other, maybe that's a little
different, right?
Maybe that's a little different.
Especially in a dome.
Okay, but, you know, I mean, I don't even know Dome Murray. I think Dome.
He even said that yesterday, Sachs, that, you know, it's a spacious area.
Right. It's not. Okay. It's really just, again, picture a radio studio. This is where you don't want to be.
Yeah. No, that's true.
How's the ventilation in here?
It's horrible.
Not great.
Just wondering.
But, you know, but what is odd is that, you know, Mahomes has taken all these steps. Otherwise, you know, apparently he's engaged. His fiance is pregnant, and they're sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Correct.
He even talked about that. Go ahead, Billy.
And it's something that I think about every day. I mean, you have to think about that with her being pregnant and kind of that high risk category. And so I just try to do my best, especially after finding out Jordan was positive. Obviously, we stayed 6 feet apart, and our meeting rooms are set up to where we're far enough apart, or he's in the virtual meetings or whatever that situation is. But when I went home over the weekend, I slept in a different bedroom and stayed away from her as much as possible. And until I've kind of gotten these negative tests back. And so I just try to do my part to kind of keep myself away from her and social distance whenever stuff like this arises. But the only thing good about being here every single day, I get tested every single day. So it's good at keeping track of where I'm at.
I would say those guys are safer than most, just given the level of testing.
Yeah, so that's the other thing too, right, is that they're getting a level of testing that the average Joe isn't. So that if it does pop up again, they can harness the thing pretty quickly and prevent it from spreading, especially if they're following the protocols as they go, masks and social distancing. Like they, so again, the protocols aren't put in place. Like this is, to me, it's an important distinction that we probably don't say enough. They're not in place to prevent COVID from getting onto the roster. They're in place to prevent COVID from spreading on the roster. So if you get a couple of guys who get it, tough. Play. Like, this is the deal. That guy gets isolated. In theory, he shouldn't be that close to anyone else if you're following the protocols anyway. Screw you. Play the game.
And it still feels to me like the Patriots, again, to this point, followed those protocols pretty strictly.
Yes.
Because they have not, to this point, had an outbreak related to that. I mean, my feel is that Newton and Gilmore, given the fact that they're buddies and they're friends, probably got it off campus. And I don't think they got it at dinner Friday. The die was already cast by then. But I think that dinner date sort of shows you, well, they're buds. They socialize, they go out. And so my guess is it was an off-campus situation. They brought it on campus. And to this point, again, knock on wood, it hasn't really spread, which tells me the Patriots are doing the right things. It's just a couple of their players got a little loose. And if a couple of your players get loose, that's unfortunate. Maybe it was negligence. Maybe it was just bad luck. Either way, that's the deal. That's what you all signed up for. And if your opponent ran into that, you'd want them to play through it because, well, these are the conditions that we agreed upon.
I mean, people might want to look at it and say the Patriots are getting screwed. The reality is Tennessee got lucky. They got lucky that the bye weeks lined up so that they could easily reschedule the game without an issue.
Well, okay, but I think they're about to get unlucky.
Well, so maybe.
Because there's rumblings out there. Mike Florio said he's hearing that the Titans might get penalties that put the Patriots penalties for Deflategate and Spygate make them look like parking tickets. So I don't know what that, I mean, that those were millions of dollars in first-round picks. So how could first-round picks and millions of dollars of parking tickets compared to forfeited games? Like what?
It's going to be forfeited games and picks, multiple picks that would be taken.
So they have had an outbreak, which leads me to believe not only did some of their players get loose, but there were no institutional controls inside the building.
Correct. That's the bigger issue.
And so were they masking up? Were they keeping their distance? Or were they just like, screw it? And
if they find out that the coaches actually helped institute those practices, they should get whacked.
Never mind holding practices off campus when they were told not to. You know, again, told not to. Were they really told not to? Or was it a wink and a nod? Hey, guys, whatever you do, don't get together and practice at the private high school where there is a field available that we heard. But whatever you do, don't do that. But it will be available from 10 to noon tomorrow. But don't go there. It's actually off Highway 2, but don't do it.
Like,
how did they tell them not to do it?
And if you do it, we didn't tell you to.
And someone tape it so we can go over it.
I mean, that's
but don't do it.
Oh, that's the oldest trick in the book. Every college, high school, and professional team in sports has pulled that one. So it's like, oh, that's the biggest lie going.
So I think the Titans, again, get what they deserve on this one. Never mind if their players got careless. Then institutionally, they didn't have the safeguards in place to prevent the spread. I mean, you get what you deserve on that one. So and it does feel like the Titans are about to get hosed. So we'll pick that up with your calls in our long commercial-free segment next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
The players are arrogant dirtbags.
Dingbat.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
A lot of people around the league, fair or not, are disappointed in the Tennessee Titans. And I know the Titans will say that they obeyed the protocols. In speaking to people there last weekend, they were very defensive and very supportive of the actions that they had taken and adhering to the protocols that had been in place. But again, there's two sides to every story. While they maintain their innocence, I had another person say, this is not an issue with the protocols. This is an issue with a team not listening to the protocols. And so we'll go back and forth in that, but there's no reason to play a blame game right now. There's going to be plenty of time for the NFL to wrap up its investigation, in which many people believe the Titans will be disciplined, fined, and even potentially lose draft picks.
That's Adam Schefter. Again, Mike Florio said it could even be worse than that for the Titans. He says that the league may not have the ability or willingness to take action against the players. However, other teams believe that the league will hit the Titans organization hard, the organization. As noted yesterday, some expect historic punishment for the Titans. And as Florio said later, it would make the Patriots' punishments for Spygate and Deflategate look like parking tickets. Which, what does that mean?
Wow. The Patriots got hammered in a couple of those.
Okay, back to your phones, as promised. Ryan in Southie. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Got a nice segue there, but was basically going to ask you guys, as far as the league coming down on these teams, is it going to be case-dependent? I mean, obviously what the Titans did was asinine, but if you look at the Patriots, we have guys going outside the organization and getting it. Is that a different circumstance? Should they be penalized less than a team like the Titans?
Yes.
What are your guys' thoughts?
Way less. Way less. Again, Newton and Gilmore and whatever else, in my opinion, my guess is that they just got a little sloppy. You know, they just let their guard down. So what, were they going out a little too much? Were they not keeping the mask over their mouth and nose? Were they dining indoor? You know, I don't know, something relatively innocent that just, you know, combination of bad luck and a little bit of carelessness. But obviously, the team is doing the right things to this point because no one else has gotten positive. So all the measures they've taken inside the building feel like they're working. So it feels like the team has been diligent and done everything it can. It just can't control 60 guys 24 hours a day. And so Newton and Gilmore maybe got a little careless. But that, to me, that doesn't mean you come down hard on the organization. No, your punishment is you have to still play.
Right. And so, in fact, I would say if it stays the way it is, the Patriots don't deserve any punishment at all.
No.
No, I would think that they, in fact, they did what they were supposed to do. I think the league could, in some ways, use them as a, look what happened in New England versus what happened in Tennessee.
Their punishment is that they had to fly out day of in Kansas City. They lost their starting quarterback for a big game, and now we here are the next week, and they may have to play a game without even practicing. That's sort of the punishment.
Correct.
But I don't think they deserve anything on top of that. In Tennessee, where now if I'm the league and I really want to do it right, and we know they can do this, I'm requisitioning cell phone records, hard drives. I'm checking to see if there's communication from anyone on the Titans coaching staff or upper management to the players saying, yeah, the field's going to be available over at that prep academy 10 to 2 tomorrow, but don't play that. You know, like, was there any communication there between the players and the organization that helped set up those practices? And if so, they should get absolutely poleaxed.
Well, and I would tell you too, Mike, let's apply what we know about the Patriots situation and what, I mean, the Patriots situation in Tennessee. We know that the Patriots had they had video about, you know, they have the bracelets, I say the bracelets, the monitoring devices.
Yeah.
That indicate whether guys are within 6 feet of one another, and they were able to review video and determine whether people were wearing masks. So if they do the same with Tennessee, and Tennessee's not complying there.
I think they have already.
Okay, so definitely they have. So the outdoor practice thing, again, if we're going to say, well, wait a minute, you don't get it from being playing from being outdoors, then that means it happened inside.
Yeah.
So they weren't wearing masks. They weren't within 6 feet. I mean, they were inside of 6 feet of one another. They weren't cracking down in the building.
Yeah.
Like, if
that's probably it.
Yeah, like, I look at that and say, they probably have, this is why the news coming out about Tennessee is so harsh. The league already knows.
We've got Kyle in Maine. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I think another interesting wrinkle to the Gilmore situation is, when did the team know that they had dinner, he had dinner with Cam? And do Gilmore and the team hold responsibility for divulging that to the rest of the league?
Yes. Yep, they might. They might. I want to say I might. You know, who knows? But it's possible. You know, because Newton did test on Friday. That test was positive.
Mm-hmm.
But he presumably didn't know until the next morning or that night. Like, there's a little gray area
right
there.
When later that day, right.
They had to have known, though, because Adam Schefter said yesterday he had heard that the two had had dinner.
No, but what I'm saying is Newton shows up to work on Friday, not a care in the world, feeling fine, takes the test, and doesn't get the results until that night. And then he's already home from dinner with Gilmore. Like, you know, that's the best case.
Correct.
The worst case is that he already knew and he went out, which I'm hoping for his sake was not the case. Like, give me a break.
I have a hard time believing it went down like that.
Me too.
It wouldn't surprise me if he found out while he was sitting with Gilmore.
Or something.
Like,
but if they knew that they had dinner and they wanted to be extra cautious, they shouldn't have let Gilmore get on the plane. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had to have known over the weekend that those two had dinner. Cam was positive.
Huh. Well, that's fair. Like, that's on the team. That is on the team.
Yeah, Bill dodged that question when he was asked about it. He was asked about, you know, did they know about the dinner, and he didn't answer it directly.
You know, I think the cut we played to lead off the show, and he didn't go at it directly. He answered in generalities about the team, but that's, Murray, that's a good point. Because it's one thing to have Gilmore be in close contact with Newton in the building when they have control over it, where, again, they're masked, they're kept their distance and all of that. But then they go out to dinner, and it's sort of like, well, those lines aren't drawn on the carpet like they are at Gillette, and they're taking their mask off. Like, I was listening to Beetle and Zoe today, and they're saying at Gillette, in the team dining room, and when they dine, they're all 10 feet apart. You can't sit next to anybody. So you're 10 feet apart at Gillette if you're eating there or, you know, whatever, eating or drinking. You're 10 feet apart, solo acts, which is, again, my preferred way to have lunch, by the way. Me and the newspaper. That's my favorite lunch companion. Stay away.
I'm a little surprised by the 10 feet.
You know, why?
Well, given the Patriots' history, my guess is they would have gone for 5 feet, 10 inches. Like, you know, okay, something, but just inside of 6 feet.
On this, I think they're being extra careful. So when they're at Gillette, they're 10 feet apart and masking all the time. Now Newton and Gilmore go out to dinner by themselves. Are they making sure to be 10 feet apart? Or are they right next to each other?
No, I bet you they're right next to each other. And Murray's point is good. Because if they knew that they dined together, again, that's a more egregious violation than, you know, even being within 6 feet of each other on the field, right? So all of a sudden you're saying, well, wait a minute, now there's a higher likelihood that he got it and they put him on the plane.
We've got Michael in Salem with a thought for us. Hi, Mike.
First thing, I'm going to talk about the quarterbacks, but first thing I want to talk about, Brian Hoyer he's worse than sucking and blowing. That was atrocious. That was awful. You could have put me back there at the end of the half, and I can sit there and count 1, 2, 3 and throw it into the 87th row. I don't understand that. But honestly, I know you guys maybe aren't huge on Stidham. I would probably play him this week because you know what the Hoyer bag of suck is. Let's at least see what the other bag of suck can do. But overall, for the future, the Patriots are P-O-R-K-E-D with a capital P, pork. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, yeah, long-term at quarterback is a whole other story. We'll get to that at some other point. This week? So, part of the reason Stidham looked the way he did on Monday night is, well, because he might suck. But there's another thing, and that is he hasn't taken a single rep hardly mm-hmm. all year. Mm-hmm. You know, a real first-team, second-team rep. He's been the practice squad guy all season long. And Bedard told us that last week neither he nor Hoyer took any reps with other than the practice team, you know, no first team reps, no real reps for either of them. So Stidham, for all intents and purposes, have gotten no reps so far this year. The building's closed this week, so there's no reps this week. What makes you think it's going to be any better on Sunday with Stidham than it was last Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know that it would be. I mean, this is another factor you got to weigh in now. Because the Gilmore news was yesterday, right? And because of the Monday game, Tuesday was a film day for them.
So there was nothing on Tuesday.
Right, no practices.
It was an off day. They got home at 3 in the morning. They weren't in the building. They've closed it the next two. There's going to be no reps. There's going to be no practice. And maybe a walkthrough on Saturday if they still plow ahead with the thing. That's it.
I mean, I told you, I was going with Hoyer anyway. So, but this, if I were on the fence, this would push me toward Hoyer even more. I'm sorry. I'm going with the guy who's got a little bit of experience. And again, there were 3 13 play drives there, as Bedard pointed out, when Hoyer was in the game. It just so happens that once they stepped into like the red zone, he turned into Moonlight Graham.
So all those drives ended in diarrhea. So just hold your water. Do those drives. Just do your normal level of suck. Just give me a D+, C- level of suck. And you're going to beat the Broncos. Like, that's all you need to do.
No, it's true. He did. He crapped his pants. Diarrhea. Prune juice transfusion at the 20-yard line. It was unbelievable. It's like he turns into a different guy as soon as you get him in the red zone.
Side topic, which we're happy to engage. If they do play, who should they play behind center? But should they play this game? Is the league screwing the Patriots by making them play this game, by making them play last Monday in Kansas City? Do the Patriots have a right to be, quote-unquote, irritated by the NFL's approach to COVID-19. We continue with your thoughts on that after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials. Next hour, I'm going to go right back to your calls here, but next hour I do want to hit on. Tuukka Rask has spoken, and he's going to let you know whether he wants to be a Boston Bruin or not be a Boston Bruin. We'll get to that story coming up in a little bit, but your calls right after the update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.